As a real estate agent, every time I go to somebody's house to get it ready to sell, I tell them they have to get rid of some clutter. That can be a problem if you have a lot of sentimental stuff in your house, but these are great ways to remove things that are sentimental in your home. Start with the bathroom. Maybe it's the first house you own and you have a lot of towels that you bought specifically for that house and they're a little bit sentimental to you. Let's be honest, they're really not that important. Let's go ahead and start here, start getting rid of that stuff. It's gonna help you get the process going a lot easier. Ditch the item without ditching the memory. Let's face it, we're all probably guilty of holding on to something we don't really need just because it was given to us by a family member because we think our memory is associated with that item. The truth is, you can get rid of that thing and never have to worry about it because the memory is gonna last forever. Digitize the memory. Now there's a couple different things that you can do to digitally remember these items that you have at home. The first thing you can do is, you know, if it's an article of clothing or something that was given to you by somebody that has a sentimental value, you can put it on and take a photo and put it on social media. You know, maybe a Throwback Thursday photo or something else like that. It's a great way to hang on to it. And not only that, Facebook is probably gonna remind you of it on a yearly basis if it's something that gets a lot of traction. Also, if you have a ton of photos, there's plenty of services that are out there that allow you to take those and actually put them into a digital format so that you can hold on to those without taking up a lot of space in your house. Remember what really matters. Maybe you have a box full of birthday cards. Maybe they're anniversary cards or other things like that. You have to understand that those things probably don't really matter and you're not going back and looking through them at any point in time. If you have a stockpile of things that you think are just great memories that you never really actually look at, it's probably time to ditch those and move on. Thanks for checking out the Air and Advantage podcast. Make sure you subscribe to my station to stay up to date with everything I post. Also, you can check me online on facebook.com/theairandadvantage or on Twitter @airandadvantage.